The housing market has experienced some major changes over the last few years, notably the tightening of lending standards. That's led to an interesting trend, parents helping out their children by giving cash for down payments and sometimes even co-signing on loans. But that can also cause some problems. Here to talk about it's Eldad Moraro of Long & Foster. And I guess for parents, it seems like it's not a big deal helping out their kids in one way or another. How common is this? And we'll talk about how big of an issue it's becoming.
Well, you know, in my personal business, I've seen this trend grow in the last 5 to 6 months. And I was chatting with a good friend of mine, Damian Buckley, who's also a fellow realtor. He's experiencing the same thing. So the more people I talk to, I realize it's actually a trend that's been growing recently.
Now, why is it an issue? A lot of parents think, you know, I'm just helping my child out. They've set everything up. They've picked up the house. They've got the financing ready to go. Maybe I'll just slip in a little extra money for the down payment.
Exactly. So their feeling is, hey, what's an extra, you know, 3% that I throw into the transaction to help my kid? But it sends the underwriter sideways because they have a lot of rules and guidelines they have to work by, and it really can set the process on its head.
And we're talking major delays after that.
Potentially major delays, because what's going to happen is they're going to need to understand what is this money? Where did it come from? Why did it all of a sudden show up in your bank account? And when you explain to them it's from the parents, they want to first make sure it's a gift versus a loan, because they've pre-qualified these buyers based on a certain income debt ratio, and now this throws the debt off. And secondly, if the parent then potentially even co-signs, they have to go through the same process of supplying pay stubs, tax returns, et cetera.
Yeah, what does it mean for the parent when they co-sign the loan? And then what does it also mean for the child down the road?
Well, for the parent, they're essentially taking a mortgage. So they've signed on the bottom line, on the dotted line, that they promise to pay back the loan, which with all the implications. Now, if the kid doesn't pay the mortgage, guess what? They're on the hook, and vice versa. I mean, the kid, of course, is the one who ultimately should be paying. They're just sort of an insurance policy for the lender.
Bottom line is there's nothing wrong with a setup like this, but let everyone know that this is how you plan on doing the transaction before it comes to closing time.
Right. There's nothing wrong about doing this. But yeah, my suggestion is if you know this is probably what you're going to do, then let the lender know the first time you have the conversation with them, so that they can get the process going and expect it and do it right.
And we're always interested in knowing what's hot in the market right now. It looks like some higher price ranges might be taking off from your point of view.
Single family homes, and you know, I'm going to lump a lot of areas into this quote. So between $700,000 and $1.2 million as of late, and when I say as of late, over the last month, have been incredibly hot. And the trickle effect of that is also the upper end market in the $2 million plus market has also experienced a benefit from that. But single family homes, 700 to 1.2, very hot right now.
Eldad Moraro of Long & Foster, and as always, we'll have more at WTOP.com.